Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Y'all, someone ate too much pizza, and it wasn't me for once.
For once.
Like, he's burping, and I can smell it from here.
Welcome to my world.
It smells like meatballs and, like, pizza maker sweat.
That reminds me of a guy I fucked once who worked at a pizza joint.
Just, you know, smelled like olive oil. You used it for lube.
Mozzarella and cum is not a bad smell.
Oh my god. Disgusting.
Well, my bonichora, I like a big pizza pie. That's amore.
That's a gay sex.
That's a gay sex.
You're so loud right now. I think it's because you're screaming.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Yo, welcome to Reality Gay.
T-minus this show, and I get to ship you off for another to go deal with something called cancer.
Something called cancer. My dad has.
Like I said before, I haven't seen a hospital report. I have no proof.
I showed him one picture of my dad in a hospital bed, and he said, is this photoshopped?
I'm like, I'm going to need a little more.
He thinks I just want to get away from
it. I need rambling. I need to see talk screens.
Oh, yes. Thank y'all for the thoughts and prayers
In all seriousness, he is going back tomorrow. We've gotten a lot of work done.
We got this rebranding done.
Yeah.
Discover, y'all, it's official.
They've fucked off.
They Discovery, sent us an email and said, thank you for your cooperation in this matter.
And we, after like having them like throat fucking us,
yeah,
for like 3 months.
Three months.
Thank you. Well, we'll take another.
Yes, while I'm dealing with all this shit.
Sure.
Well, Discovery skull fucked our eye sockets.
Yeah, sure. My dad just thought in the hospital his dog was in the room and he got up and pissed everywhere. And you just sent me that email. Let me get on that, Discovery attorney.
Assholes.
Assholes. Anyway, we've got
the email.
We're
done. The rebrand is done.
It's all fucking signed, sealed, delivered.
Oh, God. Oh. Thank God. Y'all, but to be honest, it's going to be a good thing for us. It's going to make free us up to do all different kinds of shows. We're excited to see what 2021 holds for us.
True. Like Bling Empire.
Yes.
Y'all, that's the new show that dropped this week. If you're wondering what the fuck is on their feed, we've already, as we're doing this episode, we've already dropped the first episode. I'm planning on dropping
Netflix's
the other two
Bling Empire.
Netflix's Bling Empire. It's
Asian and Asian American youths in Los Angeles. They are very, very wealthy and they throw around their money.
They do. They do. We've recorded at this time. We've done like five episodes. We really like it, and we've done already one of our conversations with other podcasters.
Yeah, it's we kind of wanted to reach out to podcasters who weren't like us. So we reached out to AAPI podcasters, Asian American Pacific Islander, and said, "What do you think about this? What's your gauge on this representation?"
And I really,
what do you think?
It was really mind opening to see that, because the way the show presents itself and talks about itself, it often says, well, Asians in America think this way,
right?
And then we question that watching that, but we don't know. And we love that people we already had are like, yeah, that's not the way it is.
We actually did one today. It'll be episode 2. We'll be coming out soon. With two podcasters from Add to Cart, which is a relatively new podcast. And the hosts are Kulat Vilaysack and Suchin Pak.
Yeah.
And
of MTV fame.
MTV fame. And
I know somebody just said, Suchin Carl! Carl, isn't that pretty girl on the MTV
who was with Kurt Loder?
Your cousin Nelda used to watch, and we had to turn it off because it was Satanism.
But and Suchin was co-host of Who Charted on Earwolf for almost like 8 years.
Long time. So,
yeah, so
we had a great conversation with them.
Kulop. Did I say Suchin? I meant Kulop.
Kulop, yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to do the first two, but honestly, we had a lot of fun, and we just felt like our third episode was a really fun, good episode.
Yeah.
So the first three episodes of that are going to be on the regular podcast feed, and after that, they are going to go behind the Gatreon wall at the $5 tier. So there you go. If you wanna. So definitely, try before you buy.
Definitely check that out, you guys. It was a fantastic conversation. Even if you don't want to listen to our unbelievable recap that we did for
unbelievable. Oh,
but
yes.
But check out our conversation with Suchin and Kulat, because we had so much fun. Just so many interesting things that we never thought about, and then they were bringing up things. I always love it when we meet two people who also get each other. Like Kulop and Suchin have been working together
for a long time,
and I think they've been friends for a while. They haven't been working together for very long,
but
I just love seeing other people's relationships.
Yeah,
because I know what ours is like, and I can't wait to get rid of you. But
same. Get me on that plane. Get me on that plane.
I've spent at least 12 to 14 hours a day with you
for a long
time. The last 5 or 6 days.
Get a lot done.
And you're starting to smell on my couch.
Yeah.
Same. Anyway.
So, y'all, that's going to be... Now, speaking of collabs, we're going to be doing the Crappies this Thursday. Y'all, that is the Watch What Crappens award show they do every year. So, the Crappies, we're going to be doing a segment on... It's a live show. I do not know... That said, I don't know anything about it. I think you pay. It's a paid live show, isn't it? Or is it free?
I don't know.
We're talking about this, and we know.
They asked us to do, and we're like, sure.
But I have no idea if it costs money or what. I'm going to put the website, watchwhatcrappens.com. I'll put that in the show notes, so you can go there and find your own information on it.
We're like the girl at the dance who's like, you want to dance with me? I'm like, sure. So,
y'all, I'm too exhausted to look right now. We've been doing a lot.
We're presenting the segment Best Non-Bravo Show, I believe.
Show, yes.
Yeah.
So it'll be a lot of fun. So anyway, that's going to be happening. Any other announcements, Poodle?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Thank y'all for your feedback on our new theme song for Bling Empire. We know you
we had a good time on
it
that.
It is. We did have a good
time. It's quite stylized.
It is.
I think it's very arousing.
I told Poodle I wanted to make a music video, and he screamed at me and said, we don't have time for this motherfucker. And he was right.
I know.
He was right.
Sometimes I am.
Sometimes.
Very few.
Sometimes.
Let's just jump right in to the show.
Okay. We're just gonna get it over with, aren't we?
Y'all, Brandon and Julia, this season may as well be called Brandon and Julia Day Fiancé.
Day Fiancé. Y'all, this is that guy. This is that guy that just won't come. You're just working at it. You're you're yanking that chain.
You're checking your watch. You're looking at the shot clock.
You said you had to pee and you went to the bathroom just to shake it out, actually.
You've also said, it's okay if you don't come. I'm fine. That's a lie. Just so you guys are aware, if straight men are listening, it's not okay if you don't come.
It's not. It's not. What's the point?
I know. Maybe women find that okay.
No, that's actually, I've been with men and we don't have to come. And sometimes it's been just like the connection that we have with one another and just kind of the energetic, you don't get anything.
Don't follow you. I'm not familiar with anything you're saying.
He is looking at me like I just went, ha, da, 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 da.
If there's not jizz coating my face or my entire body,
right,
I'm not following you.
Well.
If there's no fireworks, not interested.
And this is why my 13-year-old cousin can't listen to this show. When she said, I want to listen to your podcast, Uncle Matt.
Nope. Try again in 5 years, honey.
Try again
Even
in five
then, it's
years.
Too. You're too young.
She just wants to listen because we have a popular podcast. She told my cousin, she said,
we're popular.
She said, I think Matt's famous. And we're not.
This bitch still, even if we weren't in Corona, this bitch still couldn't get a table at fucking Matzah.
No. Nobody. No. I'm still.
Y'all, we're not famous.
Y'all, I'm fine driving my little Toyota CHR around town. I'm not famous. I love my Toyota.
I think we're like right in the, we're as far as 90 day podcasts go, we're kind of right in the middle of it. And
you know
we're
what?
Happy about
we're
that.
We're well known enough to have a bad reputation.
That is the truth. And I own that.
I own it too. Everybody's like, oh, is that the filthy show?
Are those the two petty cunts?
Yeah.
Who, yep, that's us. Guilty.
Guilty. Are we recording? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We were doing
that crossover today, and they're like, blah, 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 and I was listening to Add to Cart, and I was thinking, this is so well produced, and I'm thinking, we usually begin a show by saying, are we recording?
It is very well produced. I really like that. I listen to
it's a great show.
It's the whole thing about what we, the consumerism, what we add to our carts figuratively, kind of like the
and
metaphor.
What we're into,
what does that mean? It's and they're just interesting people, so yep. Great conversation.
Check it out, y'all. Add to cart. Add it to your podcast list. Subscribe.
But Poodle, we should stop talking about this because we got to get up early and feed those animals.
Oh, okay.
Got to get up early.
I need to say something about the whole, first of all, we've said this before. I can't get comfortable. This is, exactly. I told Maddie, don't let me eat 3 pieces of pizza. And I decided not to. Guess what bitch went back to the kitchen to get a third piece of pizza, and I judged him for it, harshly rebuked him.
You know?
And he ate it in front of me, and now he's feeling sad about it.
I didn't make fun of you last night when I said, oh, let's see if these flaming hot Cheetos are good in the French onion dip. And we opened the French, and you said, maybe. And we opened the French onion dip, y'all, and there's just red streak marks from where he had dipped chips in it the night before.
I might have eaten it late at night. After we had done 4 Bling Empires in a day.
And you know what, y'all? Flaming hot Cheetos with French onion dip?
Good.
Good.
It's a success.
Good. Success. Anyway, so yeah, what do you want to say about that?
This is the most overproduced storyline of this
I wrote
season.
The same thing.
We are getting this thing was storyboarded.
It feels like it was story moments were
they
drafted
are,
and written.
They are giving us three squares of this story, and it is so obnoxious.
Betty, no one is this much of a bitch.
And I think the main fallacy the whole story is built on one kernel that doesn't make sense to me. That Julia is supposed to work at the farm to earn her keep because she's Brandon's wife. And the farm doesn't really make money because it's a hobby farm.
It's a hobby farm.
Y'all remember selling soybeans.
They're not, no. No.
So there's no money to be made.
There's no money
so
to be made.
So who the fuck cares?
Exactly.
And if you really wanted to do any of this, you could hire Aspen or someone else to work your farm. You don't need to have your son's new Russian fiance out there feeding the sheep when she doesn't want to do it.
She doesn't want to do it.
And then there's talking to him. They're like, son, don't you want this? This is your birthright.
I wrote down at the beginning of this episode,
is this 3 acres of shit?
He doesn't give a fuck. And I wrote, and maybe this is the only part that I think may be true. I think that Brandon, if this farm thing is legit and they want to give it to him, I can see Brandon using Julia as his excuse because he never wanted to do it anyway.
Right. I'm just, this is the
Brandon's
fallacy.
Brandon's gross.
We mentioned it a little bit last week. They actually weren't in the episode last week, but there's a terrible, I believe it's an Instagram, maybe it's on their YouTube channel.
I think, yeah.
Don't watch it. We'll book a report it right now for you. Don't watch it. Don't give them the listens. I think it's on his Instagram.
Yes.
Where he's like, some people have accused me of saying that Julia's like slave labor and it, like him being pulled on a lawnmower or something. And he falls up at one point and he like yells at her. And then gets a whip out and looks and appears to whip whoever's at the camera. We don't ever see Julia. It's just something in the worst taste possible. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And so don't give him the views, you guys. He's a shitty garbage person who has no knowledge of what's right or wrong to put on the internet.
Agreed.
It's a garbage thing.
Agreed.
Anyway. So, but I still say this is all predicated
Brandon,
on a lie.
I hope you're listening. Brandon. Enjoy the show.
On the farm, they don't get reception.
Yeah, it's true.
It's all HughesNet.
It's all Hughes.
But I'm saying all this is predicated on a falsehood. The whole storyline.
Because is it really that problematic? Do you think?
Well, I think the parents are being encouraged to do more and more to say, you got to do stuff with the farm.
Because
you know, you're eating our food, blah, blah, blah.
Well, let's jump into it. I've never seen parents so preoccupied with their son's sex life in my life.
Oh, God.
Get a fucking room.
The parents leave town for the night or leave the farm for the night, which I don't know why. They're coming back the next morning. Maybe they have their own bang trip.
Maybe. Maybe they're banging.
And so it's
Don and Betty.
It's fuck time at the farm, and they jump in the hot tub. She's naked.
He's naked.
He jumps in. We get the name of the episode, You So Bad Boy. And then they're in the hot tub, and we assume there's some hanky-panky going on.
Oh, yeah.
And we get a little bit of the next day. We know their parents are back again. And she's like, I wish your parents were not here. Which I also wish that for them.
And Brandon said it was like a little taste of what our life could be like.
And this is another thought. The fact that she never knew she was going to be involved in this.
I was going to bring that up too.
This is not a life that you bring someone into.
Surprise! This is like the reality version of Green Fucking Acres.
Yeah.
Which, guess what, was a fictional show. This is not what you do.
And the fact that when you invite your fiance over from another country, you're going to be spending time alone with them.
Yeah.
And you're going to be kind of learning how to live. And this is your time.
Yeah.
This is your 90 days.
Yeah.
None of this is happening for them. He gets up early, does his farm chores, leaves, then he maybe has 4 to 5 hours with her a day and spends most of it with his family. It's the same Joby Lara thing, too, or Yara,
but
too.
But don't a lot of people that work Monday through Friday, it's not like they see each other a lot.
No, I get that. I'm saying all of this feels like a sham. The whole storyline.
Question.
Yeah.
What would you do when your parents left for the night and left you alone?
Who was I, Brandon or Julia? Was I the fiancé or the fiancée?
Oh, I was going to ask, what really in life, or did your parents never leave y'all alone?
Oh, no, they never left. You mean my brother and I, or just like... they left us alone but gave us strict instructions, and we were too afraid of our parents ever to, like, fuck around.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what would you have done on this farm if you were Julia?
I would have asked to fuck in his parents' bed.
Wow.
Yep. Because that in my brain would have gotten back at them. And then left condoms in the wastebasket.
That weren't used?
No, that were used.
No, because they don't like to use condoms. Because
that's true.
Every 90 day bears all. Brandon doesn't like the way it
feels. I don't like condoms. You know what, honey? Get used to it.
What would you do if you were Brandon? Probably same.
Same.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Same. What about you?
You know, oddly enough, this is probably not wonderful to say as my dad, y'all, my dad's back in the hospital again. He's not doing great, but we'll see. One step every day. When my dad left town and I was home alone with my first boyfriend, we did
you,
fuck in
you
his bed.
You screwed in his bed.
We fucked in his bed.
Nice. Ugh, I don't want to ever think about you having sex.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
no,
that's what I do.
Please, no.
That's what I do. You know what? Next time you jack off and have an orgasm, just say my name.
No.
Just go like, man.
No. That will make it triple.
Next time you're watching that.
I'll go inside myself.
Your Tim Tales or your wrestling porn or whatever you watch. Just, I want my face to pop in your head and be going, Poodle!
No! Don't ruin that for me. Don't ruin that for me. That's like a bigger boner killer than like Miss Jane Hathaway from the Beverly Hillbillies.
She was kind of handsome.
Anyway, so the next day, Betty and Don are back, and Betty's like, Brandon, come out of here. I need to talk to you about something. Yo, and Mother Poodle says, I need to talk to you about something. It was never something good.
It was never
you
something
were worried.
Good. No, for my mom, it wasn't bad. It was, if she said, I need to talk to you about something. It was something that was, it was like when she pulled me inside. It wasn't necessarily that I was in trouble, but it was something she was uncomfortable to talk about. Like, so when she caught me having heavy petting with my girlfriend.
She used the term heavy petting.
I've told this story. Remember, I was.
Oh, that's
it
right.
It was the day my girlfriend came over and we made out on her bed and I was kissing
on
her boobs.
Can you not say girlfriend?
My girlfriend. And I was kissing on her boobs. And then the next day, my mom.
How'd she know?
Because my mom probably was snuck back and watched or something like that.
Jesus.
My mom was nosy.
That's some eyes wide shut
shit. She read my diary.
Gross.
Never told you that when my brother kept sneaking out of the house all the time and my mom was trying to catch him, she put a baby monitor under his bed.
Oh, yeah, you told me that, yeah.
Don't fuck with Mama Mara. She will find out. She is nosy as fuck. Anyway, I was kissing on my girlfriend's boobs. I guess my mom saw us or something. Because I left the door open because we had to. And then the next night, my mom and I were watching the Annette Funicello story. And she said...
As straight boys do with their mothers.
It was a made-for-TV movie. And my mom said, son, don't you think that's a little bit of... well, I'd just like to talk to you about it. It's don't you think that's a little bit of heavy petting? And I would go...
Mom!
I didn't say mom. When I got real gay...
Mother!
I would be like, oh, mother. And then she would say, don't say mother, you sound like a girl. Close.
Yeah. You might have been the girl she always needed.
Do you ever call your mom mother?
Sometimes. Usually I was like, mom, please, mother, please. Sometimes. So
And what's happening? What are we talking
about? So basically, Betty's saying
the hot tub is barely shut.
We gotta talk about the hot tub. You guys didn't shut it.
You didn't shut it.
You didn't like do what you should have. And you know what? And the water's all cloudy. And my first thought is, yeah, and it's probably got about 100,000 sperm in it.
Sperm, sperm, sperm. Sperm is the word. Sperm, sperm, sperm.
And she's
sperm,
like, and sperm. I know, she's like, did you go in there with clothes? Because sometimes like dryer sheets and everything that gets in it, they sound crazy.
Okay.
She sounds like a fucking loon
they
talking
sound crazy,
about this.
And someone posted this in the Sissy Squad, and sissies are answering of how crazy their parents were about the pH level of the hot tub. One sissy said,
is it a thing?
I guess it's a thing. Every time they got out of the hot tub, they had to like scrub the sides of the hot tub because it left like film.
Wow.
So apparently it is a thing. And as Betty says, this is for therapeutic purposes. And I thought, I'm already thinking of you and Don or Gary or whatever the father's name is again, like getting in this fucking naked. Y'all, Don has totally finger banged Betty in that hot tub.
But Brandon and Julia fucked in that hot tub, right? That water is 1% jism.
Probably, yeah. Okay. Probably. I mean, I don't know if I want to fuck in a hot tub. I feel like that would dry things out.
You know,
I feel like it just put a lot of water up your
I've never had sex
butt.
In water.
Oh, now pool sex is great.
Gross.
No, you feel skinny. Because the guys can just hold you and throw you around everywhere. You've never felt so slim in your life. I wish, as someone who fears being husky, pool sex
listen,
for you.
Listen, I would think
you
that...
You would be like fucking what's-her-name in Showtime, or Showgirls, where she's Elizabeth, where she's just... That would be you.
Well, no, my thing is that, like, I don't know. The water, I would think, would not... like, because water isn't lube.
I know.
You just can't. It's different. I think things would get, you know what? This is too much.
I'm just saying it worked for me.
But that was when you were a lot younger and a lot more supple.
Yeah, my ass used to make its own lube. Not anymore. Not anymore.
Now it's just like an old
Living
squid.
Get the water hose, baby. I'm ready.
Just hoses you down.
Hoses you down.
So it's very uncomfortable hearing them talk about the hot tub.
I want to open my legs. Yeah. So they talk about this hot tub. They're like, Brandon starts to laugh and she looks at him and says, stop.
This is not funny. So he's completely a child. He's 20 something, but he acts like he's 12.
He acts like he's 12. Yeah.
So Julia's
And I actually think Julia's a little bit more mature than him. However, I think Julia's pretty emotionally immature too.
Yeah.
I think
they're both really young.
Yeah. They just want to fucking party. That's all they want to do.
Yeah. They don't want to be adults.
Who does? Yeah.
So Julia's like, why are you always all the time saying, yes, mother, yes, I'll do whatever you want to. She's like, he needs to be strong. He needs to take care of me. And she walks away and she's like, don't touch me. Anyway, Ron and Betty are talking.
Ron, that's his name.
Ron and Betty. And they're talking, yeah, Brandon's not doing his chores anymore. The farm is just going to waste because we make zero money off the farm. I don't know how many times I have to say it.
Because sissies at our farm, we have farmer sissies.
Yes, we do.
Come at us, farming sissies.
Any farmer sissy who is seeing this and seeing them lose it about chores on the farm is just not having it.
No.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah, because they basically are talking about how if you're a hobby farm, is like people just want to have a little farm, and
maybe they'll bring people to the farm to look if they want to make a little money, but they have jobs.
I'm just gonna say this, and this I don't think this will offend people. I don't mean it to be looksist.
Oh, God.
I don't mean it to be looksist. I'm coming from it from my own perspective.
Yeah.
Of knowing a lot of farmers where I grew up. My grandpa was a farmer.
Yeah.
He retired from the railroad and then he worked farming. He sold stuff on his farm. So like he actually worked. Does Don look like a farmer to you?
No.
I don't know any farmer who has this nice of a haircut. he wears
fair.
He wears like fucking Eddie Bauer to farm in.
Like, they're bougie farmers.
This is not a farm. My grandpa wore overalls. We would have to beg him not to wear overalls to a wedding.
I think this is a hobby farm, and we're not used to that.
So, but I'm just saying, though, if they were working, like, I just don't know any career farmers who look like this.
I agree with that.
Although, come to think of it, you know, that hot guy Richard from my graduating class that used to be a farmer,
yeah,
a pig farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
You could get with that.
I don't even remember what he was wearing, but who cares?
You could get with this, or you could get with that. So, Brant, they're talking, and he's like, I don't think he's just mostly bringing her tea in the morning. Brandon's really down on his chores. I'm going to have to talk to him about being up on his responsibilities.
And Betty's like, I'd love for them both to be a farm life. So that way, y'all, this is so cliche. She literally says, you know, I'd rather gain a daughter instead of losing a son.
Ugh.
And then they cut to, this is where I was kind of like, okay, this is super fake.
With the 50s music?
No, with Brandon bringing her tea.
I'm saying, but it's 50s music underneath.
Yeah. It was just so.
And the baby talk.
It was like just too sugary and sweet.
Baby talk, you're the princess.
I mean,
this is scripted, by the way.
Give me the days of me and Omar and Mama Terry coming in and yelling at Avery. Oh,
I've got to say,
God, I miss Mama Terry.
This season, you guys, this couple especially, and I'm trying to think who else is. I feel like Rebecca and Zied are really, we're really reaching for them too.
Yeah.
But this couple is just too much. I'm grossed out.
I was really excited by her. I still like Julia.
Yeah.
I just don't love Brandon or his
family. But we're creating a basis for fan outrage. That's the only reason this whole farm storyline is
there. Yeah, they want fans to get upset.
Yeah, and they want fans to care about this storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And
that said, Brandon does have a cute butt.
Yeah, he's okay. He's just some fucking Iowa twink who would show up at Mickey's. I would make out with for a little bit.
Boy.
But I wouldn't go home with him.
Boy.
I'd pick a fish to fry.
Y'all know what Poodle said earlier tonight? I said, I was like, we were watching, and I said, I would fuck Tariq. I'd do that. And Poodle said, in the saddest, saddest voice.
It's true. Me too.
Me too.
Because I literally thought where I was right now, and then I thought of the likelihood of Tariq walked into my house right now, even knowing what I know about him.
And seeing him rap.
Seeing him do hot sauce.
But knowing that he probably has a decent penis.
How hard up I am.
And his nice arms.
And I kind of pictured it, and I'm like, I'd give him 20 minutes. That's all it would take, y'all. That's all he can ever last. I promise you.
I don't know about that.
Oh, trust me.
Who do you think's better bet, Tariq or Dean?
Tariq.
I think so, too. I think
Dean is all talk.
His girlfriend's pregnant.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's pregnant. That he lives in somewhere.
He think he lives in the Philippines.
I'm afraid he's going to be on the other way, and I'm concerned about that. I hope not.
I don't like either of them. So, basically, there's all this baby talk, and he's like, they're talking about something. She's like, well, you need to do this, and I'm like, she doesn't have to do shit. You didn't tell her anything.
Julia doesn't have to do fucking shit.
Let's say that again. Julia, as someone who is coming to this place, now, because Brandon is making her live at this farm, that's Brandon's problem. Julia doesn't have to do shit. I'm so sick of it.
And
I'm
she sick shouldn't of going have to be guilted into doing
yes.
chores.
It's like, and you know this whole idea of, on the farm, we all pitch in. Not if you're a fucking 90-day fiance.
You know what I think is the gross about it? It feels like this American purity test.
Yeah,
almost.
I agree with you.
Like, what is her worth?
I agree with you.
Anyway, it doesn't get any easier, y'all, because their segment keeps on going.
I keep writing, oh, God, we're back at the farm again. No.
Back at the farm again. Every time Poodle would scream, he'd go, no. They are, so they're back at the farm, and Brandon's playing PlayStation with Julia on the bed, and Dad comes back, and he was like, we our mom, is it dad or mom?
It doesn't matter.
Someone comes back and says, we need to speak with you. And then they go and sit on rocking chairs with blankets. And I really love that. I miss that. Did you ever do that back home? Sit on a porch with some blankets?
No, it's either too cold or there are bugs outside.
Ah.
You know what? When we go on vacation, we would.
It does get buggy in the summer, yeah.
Yeah. Or if it's outside, if you're outside, it's just too cold. You just go inside.
Y'all get snow where you're from? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But in general, we would spend time outside, and when it got cold, we would not get blankets out. You go inside and go to the fireplace.
What? Would it get really hot in the summer?
Yeah.
Like 100 degrees?
Yeah. With 100% humidity.
Ugh.
It's disgusting.
I'm only going to your hometown in the fall.
We have beautiful seasons in South Carolina. Unfortunately, the shitty ones are a little rough. The summers are rough.
Yeah.
And some of the winters are rough. Spring and fall are gorgeous. A lot of rain.
Okay.
Especially since global warming.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Some people say so.
Some people say so. Some people say so.
Scientists, I believe.
Scientists. Trust your scientists, y'all. Okay. So they go sit on the porch. And dad's like, there are some things we aren't happy with, son.
Oh, the amount of privilege that the parents just need to lecture them.
She said,
this is disgusting.
Son, you don't help with the animals anymore. You aren't doing anything. And Brandon, we would like to help. And Julia, you don't have to help, but we'd like you to.
Right.
No, you do not have to help, and you do not have to, and we have nothing to do with you.
And Julia says, kind of in her testimony, I came here to marry your son, not to work on your farm.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Period. End of sentence.
Y'all, if this storyline is true, Julia, if you are listening to this, because you are, fucking go back home. Or you're hot. Find another American guy if you really want to move to the U.S., but I don't think she cares. Fucking go back home and go-go dance and have fun.
I agree.
If I was a go-go dancer, if I had that body and that lifestyle, oh my God, I would not stop until I was either A, dead from drugs, or B, so fucking old that they literally told me, Maddie, you can't go-go dance here anymore.
If you were a go-go dancer, the world would be upside down.
I'm just saying. I did it once.
No.
I did.
No.
I did. I went out for my birthday and we went to, what's the bear bar? Not the Eagle. Is it the Eagle?
You mean Bullet in Burbank?
Maybe it was the Eagle.
Oh, the Eagle in Silver Lake.
Well, I went out and I didn't know my friends took me out and we had been bar hopping on my birthday. I was already a little tipsy and then they got me more drunk. And
did you take off your clothes?
It was ginger night at the bar.
So you were exploited.
And so I was in boxer shorts, dancing, up with like, they had all the gingers in the bar. Get up. I just took off my shirt.
Did you get a lot of money?
I made $80.
Shut up.
I did. One guy stuck his hand on my dick and gave me a 20, and I was fine with it.
I think we know why you made $80. Usually they don't let people do that.
No, he did. I was like, sure.
I think you were assaulted.
I enjoyed it. Y'all, if you give me money, you can touch my body. I don't care.
Wow.
What?
I didn't know this side of you. Well, I'm disturbed.
What? It's the same thing. You play this wooden box with keys on it, and people give you money. People touch my box and give me money. It's the same thing.
I think mine actually took a little learning.
You know what? I worked very hard on my hanky-panky dance with Madonna and my opposites attract dance number.
Ugh, I can't. We can't unpack that right now. So
$80, y'all.
Dad is basically saying that he then says, you know, I try to get her to do things, but sometimes when I'm laying in bed with her, I just don't want to. I don't want to go and work on the farm.
She just is so...
He throws her under the fucking bus.
Right there. And she
so
says,
awful.
Like, what do you mean? Don't say my mistake.
Yeah. And so then they blame her. And he's like, Well, Brandon, I just think you need to stay out of her room then. Otherwise, you won't work on the farm. Because women
are so tempting and evil.
Women will make you weak, son.
Don't bite that apple, Adam. Because Eve will get you.
We're all, look at your mom. I every morning, I just have to fight the urge to ravish her.
Y'all, that's where this all comes down from, and it bothers me. There's this idea, ever since the fucking Adam and Eve story in the Bible, that women are, don't pull over, y'all.
Don't pull over.
And that women are evil. I just want to say.
It's not that women are evil, it's that women are temptresses.
And men are weak.
Men have no defenses. It's like the Adam and, it's like Amy and Danny. It's like, oh, yeah. I'm just so weak. We need to get married away.
Yes.
Or like Kiryam and Adam. They're like, oh, I'm just so afraid I'm going to ravage her with my male impulses. My penis has a mind of its own. Fuck you.
Eve didn't give Adam an apple. He was fucking hungry and got it himself. Eve didn't do shit.
So, and that snake was a big old queer.
A big queer.
Eve, what is the I'm going to come to you fast.
Eve was too smart. She's like, I'm not fucking with these assholes. I don't think that story's true.
Everything else is, she's going to his room, and she's like, tell me what you feel. He's like, when you're not here, I manage to get things done. He blames her again.
He takes responsibility for nothing. It makes me so angry that I'm going to get up and get an Oreo. So we should take a commercial break right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We're not even through the story.
I don't care. I want an Oreo. We're going to be
fine.
Back.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Y'all, we just heard this sound, and I thought it was Poodle's asshole. Just ready. Hank calling.
Like hankering.
Like an Irish maiden, like in a sad Irish song on the sea.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Like the sirens.
Yeah. Cock. Cock.
Waiting for some penis.
I'm sorry, Brigadoon lovers.
I'm sorry.
Oh. You have no right.
Is it you that hates that show?
No, I think the score is good. I find the last 30 minutes you to know, be absolutely terrible.
I just remembered your opinion on this, and I don't want to hear it again.
No.
Because you're going to go in a soapbox, as you did last time.
Yeah, I love the score. But just the idea that these people are back in New York and they're like, remember when we were in that town that wasn't there and everything was great? What does that get us? Nothing. It's a book problem. It's a book problem with the show.
All right.
Beautiful book, though. Or beautiful score, though.
Beautiful score.
Y'all don't pull over. We got some ambulances coming. Y'all send good vibes out to Los Angeles, especially our hospitals.
Boy.
We're having a real problem
we are.
Here.
1 in 3 people in Los Angeles have COVID now.
That's not true.
What?
1 in 3 people who get tested.
Yes, get tested. No, sorry.
I've corrected you on this before.
You know what? You think you do a better job.
Don't come here for news.
I'm just saying.
Especially to this one. 1 in 3 who are tested. If you get tested, 1 in 3 test positive.
By the way, somebody sent Poodle a message on Instagram. Y'all really don't pull over.
God
bless
damn.
Their hearts. I hope they're okay. Someone sent Poodle an Instagram message saying, you know, sometimes y'all mess up your facts or you say the wrong things. You might want to check that out. Wrong
and
show, bitch.
And I was
bitch.
Like, how long have you been listening?
Wrong show. So I try
my best, y'all, to check him.
We always appreciate a correction.
Yeah, we
always,
do.
Always. But if you're like, actually, I don't think this person was upset, but I'm just saying, if you're upset and you're like, God damn it, Jennifer, I'm going to email those gays and tell them they fucked up where
I would do
Zed is from.
I would do yes and.
I'm like, no.
And water is wet. We're wrong.
You're listening to the wrong show.
Don't come for us for news.
No.
I mean, we try to be insightful about, you know, some people's, you know, motivations and try to be perceptive about that. But And occasionally, one of us will throw in a blind squirrel will find a nut.
Yeah. I really like it when we give parenting advice, when we have no fucking business doing that.
I'm like, well, for my niece and nephews, I know what I do works.
We don't have any fucking clue about raising kids. Don't talk to us.
Yeah.
But we're going to tell you about it.
Yeah, that's the problem with us. We've got opinions about everything.
Everything.
Idiot. And I'm not sorry.
Not sorry. Oh, we're still. I've God. Had a cookie, and I'm still Fuck. On Brandon and Julia.
It was. I bet you there was 40 minutes of them.
Oh, sure.
I bet you there was 40 fucking minutes of this couple.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we kept thinking, boy, there's nothing with Mike and Natalie, and they made up for that.
And then they made up in the last Whoa. 10 minutes. Holy shit. Fucking shit!
Wow.
So. They're kind of talking, and he's like, you know, when you're not here, when you're here, I don't manage to get things done, and we have the rest of our lives together. We just have to get through this time at the farm.
He's like, but it'll be different when we're married. And she says, will it?
Yeah. Now, the thing is, he basically says, you know, Julia's, the dynamic between myself and my parents have always been great, but since Julia's been here, it's not been great. Are you really blaming her?
Yes. That is, he takes no responsibility for anything. And I will say, whether this is made up or not, he is going to shirk any responsibility for his actions.
Oh, totally.
And I'm calling it now, Brandon will cheat on Julia.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
He's got that because...
Give it 10 years, Julia, he's going to fuck someone else.
He cares about his own needs first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah. And he always wants to be the Boy Scout, so he's always trying to look good in other people's eyes.
This, we are good at predicting.
Yeah.
He does always want to be the Boy Scout.
I wrote down, you want her to fit in your life. That's it.
And you,
are not going to compromise one bit.
Yep.
She's going to fit into the farm. She's going to come and take care of the animals. Because don't all girls love animals?
No.
Don't all girls want to feed animals and clean up their shit?
No.
But that's what he's learned on the farm.
That's what he learned. No. And not all boys want to do that either. Me.
I don't want to be on the farm.
My grandpa used to try to get me to do farm work. I did not enjoy it.
No, thank you.
No.
No, thank you.
And then after the rooster incident, I never had to do it again.
When the rooster tried to peck your eyes out?
Yeah, I ran in the house crying to Grandma Valley.
We need to move on.
I
can't get into Grandma Valley.
And then she taught me how to make bread instead.
Well, there you go.
And strawberry jam.
So, they are, the next day, they are, Julia did not get up, and they're like, well, guess Julia's not going to be up to help us work at 5 a.m. at the farm again, and she does finally get up, and I shouldn't say finally, because it's probably 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And they're like, she's like, oh, can I have some tea? She's like, nope, too late.
Don't have time for that. Gotta go work. Come on, Julia.
And
welcome to America.
Oh, God. So then they're, like, feeding the goats. Mom has Julia, because we segregate people in The Handmaid's Tale.
Because Julia's from...
Russia.
Russia. They have no idea of probably what... Like, that is not an easy country to get ahead in Russia, to make money. I mean, it's probably... Julia probably knows what hard work is.
I don't think she does.
You don't think so?
I don't think she's ever done hard labor. Like a
go-go dancing's hard. It is.
I think she was in a large city, and she's a city girl. She
yeah.
knows nothing like this.
Yeah, okay. I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, but you're right.
I'm not.
Although go-go
not,
dancing is very hard.
I'm not saying that she doesn't have the benefit of the doubt. I'm just saying she probably hasn't done. She hasn't worked in a gulag.
I once slept with a go-go dancer, and he told
that you didn't pay for.
Yeah. Surprisingly, and he had me, I remember after we had sex, he had me rub his balls that night because he was so sore from keeping them in a cock ring all night to make his dick look hard. And I thought, the stress of work.
The fact that you did it afterwards, I think that's where I paused.
Well, wound him up again and we fucked again.
What's the point then?
But it still helped him relax.
But
still,
his balls are going to be like slapping your ample butt for the rest of the time.
But it's no, he didn't have the cock ring when we had sex on. He had he had to have the cock ring on all night when he was at work to make his penis look big in the underwear.
Oh,
that's a stressful.
What a life.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's not difficult to be a go-go dancer.
If
I just don't know.
If you're a go-go dancer, come it, poodle. Or if you're a male go-dancer,
come on me.
Come on him.
So, mom is working her, and I would watch a whole show about Julia just talking to the animals when she's just like, no, give baby food. Baby is not having food.
You crazy goat.
I think Julia's hysterically funny.
I do too.
Julia should get, they should do pillow talk between Julia and Yara.
Oh.
That would be fantastic.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Not Brandon.
Get
Julia and Yara to team up.
Yes.
Yep. They would have so much fun together.
It'd be like when Larissa and
Jess
got together.
Yeah. They would have so much fun together.
I loved it. Y'all, speaking of, we don't talk too much about news, but and we don't post pictures of 90 Day People's OnlyFans on our
especially
Facebook
page. Especially in our Facebook group, because that's someone's paid content, y'all.
They're working.
They're working for a living.
I just don't want it on our website.
Yeah.
I don't mean that judgmental way.
It's also stolen content.
Yeah. But there is on Instagram, Larissa fucking came
for
Elizabeth.
Libby.
Because y'all remember.
Who got an OnlyFans. And she's like, and Libby's like, well, at least I'm not a stripper. Now.
And I have to say, Larissa read her in the most passive aggressive way.
For filth.
It was beautiful. I enjoyed it.
I'm a Larissa stan.
I still am too.
So
they should put her back on the show.
I don't think that'll happen. No, the problem is she outsourced her contract.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the problem. So it wasn't because she was putting in an OnlyFans. It was just that it had nothing to do with the content she was doing. It was all legal, which they could not abide.
But we've learned the hard way.
Because, you know, with Paul, you can threaten anyone.
You can be a potential abuse.
You can do all these things. It doesn't matter. It's when you have legal problems, that's when they will drop you.
And y'all, we know about discovering legal problems.
We do. So, Dad is trying to help Brandon with the hay. And he's like,
hey,
and you know, Brandon, all this can be yours one day. And I'm
and
like,
then suddenly it was like,
Brandon, look as far as the sun touches.
This is yours.
Brandon, this all can be yours.
Ooh, the pigs.
The pigs.
Over here eating
over
shit.
Here, shit. The goat.
The chickens.
Who will pluck your eyes out.
The dogs that are probably illegal.
Don't tell anyone.
Y'all, we're talking about the Lion King. But boy.
This is a hobby farm.
It's a hobby
farm.
God. And you see Brandon's face. He's like, yeah.
And
but
he even says, Julia is my life now. But I'm tired of this farm shit.
Julia doesn't make a bit of fucking difference. It's that he doesn't want to work on a goddamn farm. Brandon wants to play PlayStation on fucking Discord.
Agree.
And get paid for it.
Agree. That's exactly what he wants to
do. That's exactly what he wants to do.
And pest control technician.
I'd rather do that than work on... Actually, I'd rather work on a farm than...
I would rather do none of it.
Well, yeah.
I'd rather have sex for a living. If I could be a sex worker, I would.
Good for you. I'm saying
it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would do it.
It might be less fun than you think.
I think it would because...
Because you would have to have sex with somebody like Big Ed.
Yeah, that would never happen.
That career's done. Y'all.
As I said before, I wish I could be a sex worker, but choose who I had sex with. And I think someone said, that's kind of what you normally do. Yeah. You're just without the money.
You could have done that when you were in your 20s and had a golden asshole.
You know what's
and
weird?
You ruined it.
What's weird is a golden asshole.
It's like copper now.
What? That's the truth. What's weird is on...
Boy, look at that patina.
On Grindr and other apps, I have had so many conversations with sex workers, and they're like my friends now.
Oh.
And I've hooked up with one or two of them.
Uh-huh.
And it's all, I'm just always so interested to hear what they talk about. It's very interesting for me.
I actually think there is something, there are like, especially like in San Francisco where everybody's so just open and
exhausting,
almost exhaustingly open. I think there is.
Y'all, if you're a gay couple in San Francisco, you open.
You open.
Your relationship is open.
And you're probably ridiculous. You're probably
insufferable. I'm sorry. I've known way too many gay couples in San Francisco.
But there is, I've
seen. Is there something burning?
Yeah, it does smell like something's burning outside. Yeah. I think.
Just as long as it's not my house.
Have I slept with a sex worker? Well, come on. I was with a go-go boy. But. Anyway, that's
not,
different.
They may or may not be sex
that's
workers.
That's true. I don't know if I have or not, but I've talked to friends, friends of friends that are sex workers, but I've never been with them. But I think there's something really.
I've never been charged though.
Beautifully,
I guess I got a freebie.
Therapeutic about it. I think for some people, and I think there would be something very
work through it.
Very fulfilling of people that. Maybe don't get touch and I think those are things humans crave. And we're seeing this now in this pandemic is that people aren't even just hugging one another. They're not.
Yeah.
It's just people aren't even held in a lot of places able to get even a massage. So it's like it's this human. We need to be touched.
I'm hesitant to say this but I wrote a little. I'm going to say it anyway. Steal my ID. My idea.
Okay.
I wrote something, a pandemic kind of story recently about a worker, not a sex worker, but someone who was COVID, who was COVID immune, who went around and hugged people.
Aww.
For almost, that was, that the by they charged them. Yeah, that was kind of their job.
Oh.
And it was a story about that.
That's sweet until they charged them money.
But that's the point.
Well, what if people don't have money to pay?
That's the point. That's the rub. But that was my kind of story, and I can't talk about it because it's part of a larger thing.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Don't give your ideas away.
I know. I'm kind of sad. I did now.
I'm not gonna edit it out. It's in there now.
It's fine. But no,
I'd watch that.
I have a take on it.
It's for a musical?
No, TV anthology series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have good ideas sometimes.
You're going to make me edit that out, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
You can keep it in there. You know, someone will take it, and hopefully
it'll
already be in production by now.
Exactly. Reach out and fuck someone.
How'd you know what the title of the story was?
Reach out and do that.
No, he only hugged people. That
was I'm just saying reach out to... What? Who would say reach out and touch someone?
AT&T?
Yes. Or yes, because it was
MCI.
Reach out and touch someone. Because
something is burning outside. Maybe it's the countryside.
That's true. Didn't AT&T
maybe
also
it's America.
Say True Voice?
I don't know.
I remember when AT&T had that Whitney Houston commercial. Remember when she sang on their AT&T commercial?
No.
She was like, just keep it real, loud and clear. The real you coming through.
Oh, I do remember that now.
Voice.
I do remember that now.
I called AT&T and asked them where I can get a recording.
Y'all, every time I think I've heard it all.
I forgot about that. My mama helped me find that movie.
Every time I think I've heard it all. I'm left with another mortifying story.
I recall. Excuse me, are you? Hi.
Where can I get a recording of Whitney Houston on that commercial?
On that commercial. And she said, you know, we've had other people call. None of them have been men. But I'm so sorry, but we don't have that.
And none white.
No, none of them have that.
I think I was
even in high school.
That's sad. Can we move? Can we
What's
please
happening?
Move on to... Rebecca.
Are we done?
Yes.
Are we done? Okay, we're done.
God, I feel like we just spent 3 hours on that fucking farm.
It's true.
Oh.
It's true.
Yeah, something's burning outside.
It is. Is something cooking?
I don't think so. Did I?
Let me go check your stove.
Okay, here.
You talk about sex work.
All right, go ahead. I think it should be off. I think it's outside. So you guys, Rebecca and Zied, they finished the dinner from hell with Micah and Tiffany. And now Zied is like, show me my home. And then we move on to...
Nothing's burning. You're fine.
Okay. But it smells like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think... Oh!
It's outside.
Someone's cooking outside.
It's really loud. Or it's really smelly. So we walk into their apartment, and we're using and I love it when Rebecca talks without... I love it when Rebecca talks without grammar. We get furniture.
Well, she's trying
it's,
to, like,
I,
yeah.
I know, but it's just it's
but
just
I'm like,
so
this isn't the best way to help him learn English. But
and then she says, not have furniture. So we walk in. He's like, so amazing.
Show me my home.
And she's like, Zia doesn't really seem like himself. And I'm like, he's fucking exhausted. And
he's tired.
And he's had to deal with those two fucking idiots, her daughter and Micah.
He's worn the fuck out.
Yeah.
He had to go to a fucking BJ's brewery and eat a goddamn chicken
and
strip.
And a shrimp salad.
With some white gravy, which sounds delicious.
And so
he... Ooh, have you had what's the last time you had chicken strips with gravy?
Oh, now I want that.
Oh, my God.
Rebecca's like, I'm very worried because I need to tell Zied something. I need to tell him that we now live in the same building as my ex and I did. And I'm like, no, you don't. It's not a big deal. There was a meme before that says, I need to tell Zied that my ex had sex with me with the same vagina that I have now.
This is like, y'all, they get along so well.
They're so normal. So manufactured. I will say,
but you know what? I'm glad they're making money.
I want to have you say this again. So they walk in. Rebecca's got, there's no furniture. There's a bed on the floor. And you say, I laugh like a crazy person.
I turned to Poodle. I said, Rebecca is a 49-year-old woman with a mattress on a floor. Get it together, girl. Get it together.
I agree.
This is
now,
a metaphor.
I have slept in floor beds, but there is a frame to said bed.
Look, you can have this if several things. You're a yoga teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Reiki teacher.
Why do you have a bed on the floor if you're a Reiki teacher?
Because you're like into energy or something.
Okay.
Maybe you're a sex worker and you want to have the bed low for clients.
Okay.
There's some if you're a 49-year-old woman who's
a manager at a chicken place.
Manager at a chicken.
Nothing wrong with
great
that.
Great job. Put your bed on something.
You need to put your bed on something. And I know it was that she couldn't get it was too big, but like the sadness of that mattress on the floor. I've been that girl who slept on that mattress on the floor and I did not like it.
No.
Thankfully the dick was good.
Ah.
And I got out of there before the getting was good.
I mean, you can kind of do stuff on the actually, I don't prefer it low. Like, I've never had sex with somebody on a mattress on a floor.
You're missing out, my friend.
Wow, you're a whore.
Proud of it. I just slept with a lot of people in my 20s who just were kind of...
Just stop there. And the period goes after my 20s.
Yeah, probably a good idea. But I did laugh at she's a 49-year-old woman with a mattress on the floor.
It's true. I mean, come on, y'all. You could get a bed from like Leeds. Well, I think they're closed now.
Where your mattress is free.
But I remember when I moved to LA, I had, this sounds so ridiculous. When I moved to Los Angeles 17 years ago, my dad, I took a loan out against, my car was paid for, that Mazda 626.
Oh my God.
It would roll down the window and go, And they go,
so a terrible, terrible sound. I said, that's the sound of grinding babies.
It's true. And even when I locked the doors, it would go,
I hope that car is rotting in some trash heap somewhere.
Probably. It, spare it better parts. Be. Because it's the same car that had the CD player that the...
I'm getting rumor started.
That the Lindsay Lohan rumor CD got stuck in for that, 2 weeks.
And you drove around all the time.
Y'all, driving at 8 in the morning with no coffee, listening to Lindsay Lohan blaring is torture. Like, if they use that, anybody would confess.
I agree.
So, but I took a loan against my car. My dad co-signed with me. And I remember I got my first little loan book where I had to write out
loans.
Yeah,
remember those? Yes, the loan books?
With the little tear out.
Yeah.
And I remember it was $3,000. And that seemed like so much money then. And I moved out to LA and I only had $3,000 to buy like everything I needed. And I found a bed at Leeds for $300. And they delivered it that day, and it was a metal form with a box spring and a mattress on top of it.
Yeah.
So you're meaning to tell me Rebecca doesn't have $300
you know what?
Fucking
she,
dollars.
She
now,
can't,
that was 17 years ago, maybe 400.
She can't get it up there in her shopping cart. That's the problem.
That's another concern I have. Who moves shit in a shopping cart?
Now, we did have people come at us. Sometimes lofts, they have shopping carts where people can take things up with them.
Oh.
However, I don't think these shopping carts should stay in people's apartments.
No.
They should be taken back down where other people can
use
them. Or
have an open place in the hallway.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Choices.
Oh, God, I missed her. That's a good season
she's
of Drag
so
Race.
Fantastic. I will say,
I like this last episode.
You know
more.
What I was thinking about today?
What?
When Valentina wore that mask and she wouldn't take it off, maybe she was ahead of the curve. We're all wearing masks now. Who knew?
Who knew?
Valentina on Rent Live was not good, though.
No, but Valentina on Drag Race. That was a great
was
song.
Was my life.
Boy, you got me feeling. And I'm here.
I'm a Valentina stan to the death.
I know.
I didn't love her.
I didn't love her.
It's okay to be wrong.
Do you like anybody so far?
On the new season?
Uh-huh.
I find them lackluster.
I love Simone.
The
really thin queen who always wears like hardly any clothes. I think she has star quality. That's what I like about her. I don't love her drag, but I think she has star quality. So much so I followed her on Instagram. And y'all, I can't follow tons of drag queens on my Instagram because it's just overstimulating and it gets exhausting.
I think for me, I'm watching Rosé, but I think it's because we fuck.
Because that's because you want to fuck him.
No, because we fuck the same people. Or we've had sex with the same people.
I think
we knew each other.
He's just too much. I need a little bit of
He's a musical theater gay.
I need authenticness in my.
You mean authenticity?
Authenticity, yeah. It's like the ice skating gay. It's too much.
Yeah,
I don't know all the names.
I get you. You know who I kind of like? Who is it? I can't remember their names.
I also love what's her name? Something Iman, the older queen.
Oh yeah, I'm kind of into her too.
Have you watched the latest episode?
No.
So she's the. This is real gay. She is the drag mother of the House of Iman.
Oh,
her drag daughter. Have you ever seen the Wonder Woman of the Atlanta drag queen that fell from the ceiling in St.
Yes, I remember that.
That was her drag daughter.
I love it how we're talking about Wonder Woman YouTube videos. That puts us in a different level.
This is where...
We need to climb out. I got to climb out of this chasm. So, y'all, anyway, Zied wakes
Whatever.
Up...
Whatever, there was like 10 girls driving out there that are just queer deers and just went...
So Zied wakes up in the apartment.
Y'all.
He's looking for coffee, and he's like,
"Coffee."
And he's
so tired.
He calls his mom every morning,
Mama.
And I liked it when she's like, Tiffany and Micah are basically coming at me because they think I'm going to be similar to the Moroccan fiance, and the mom says. Your hands and fingers are not the same as his.
I love his mother.
It's a lovely
it's
thing to say. And we know he's a mama's boy.
And he said, yes, I don't know why they come. She said, you are breaking my heart.
Yep. So the next thing is, Rebecca's coming home.
Yes.
And
y'all, there's, but I gotta say this again. There's not even a beanbag for him to sit
there's
on.
There's no furniture
like,
at all.
He can just sit on a little bed. Like, come on, Rebecca.
There is no furniture.
This
you're
is
right.
Nothing. Like, I think this is actually. Unless Rebecca's
I'd be
been,
so nervous in this loft.
It's not that Rebecca lives alone.
No.
She has her daughter. She has her daughter's boyfriend. Like, it's not. It, and she has other children, doesn't she?
I don't know. But she could have gotten some, like, secondhand furniture and put there.
Just like, even like.
Yeah.
Even if she's like, honey, all I've got is a folding chair and a folding table. But it's at least something for us to, like.
Yeah. The next thing is,
I think, sorry, I got to go off.
No,
on
it's
this.
Fine.
But don't you think, I love her. I love Rebecca. I love her. I would hang out with her. I'd have a glass of wine with her. We'd talk
I
about
think,
makeup. But don't you think she waits to do everything until the very last minute?
Yes. And that's part of her pathology.
Yeah.
It's part
it's
of
like
her.
It's like a self-sabotage.
It's a perfectionism. And she does things at the very last
oh, like
moment.
She waited at the last minute to get divorced.
Exactly.
Yes. It's all coming back to me now. What if we sang that entire song on this podcast?
No. I love that song. But no one needs 7 minutes of that, of us doing it.
No.
And I would do the, y'all, don't ever choose that as a karaoke song, by the way. There's this long section in the middle where you will just be there sitting there drinking your drink and everyone else will be staring at you.
Did you choose that song and it
yes.
happened to you?
This happened to me.
And you look like that narcissistic bitch that everybody thought
and
chose
like,
this song.
Y'all, talk amongst yourselves.
Some people, they should make karaoke cuts. Like, some karaoke songs should just be a verse in the chorus, and then you're out.
There's like, music with the motorcycle wreck, like, in the song. And I've done, baby, it's all before it. It's all coming back to me now. Then it goes into the bridge where she's like, no. And, like, there's a motorcycle wreck. There's, like, glass breaking. I'm, like, looking around, hoping no one will notice I'm not singing. It was a nightmare.
This was gayer than a conversation about drag queens. Wow.
Anyway, it went on for like 25 seconds. And finally to where I could go, there were nights when the wind was so cold. Went on forever. Anyway, so Zied is, it was sad. Zied gives her a bracelet, and after she's picked up his boxes, which look worse for the wear.
Well, they must came have been, from, yeah.
It was a long way to Tunisia, yeah. From he, Tunisia.
Like, they know they sent that, like, parcel post.
Parcel post.
That's what
not,
I said.
Not parcel post. Parcel post.
Partial post. That's the way we say it, partial.
Maybe if you have a partial.
It's the same thing that's in your mouth.
Parcel.
Parcel.
Thank you.
It says parcel.
Sounds like Tarzel.
Parcel sounds like a name for a gay British kid.
Parcel?
Get over here. I'm coming, Mama.
And we find out, basically, you guys, he gives her this little bracelet. She's like, oh, my God, I can't believe
it's
you.
It's a pretty bracelet.
She's, y'all, Rebecca's 14 emotionally, unfortunately.
She is a little bit.
And it's a shame. And he basically says, I miss my friends.
I miss friends.
I'm thinking about going home after summer. And she's like, no, you're not. You have to stay here for a year. I don't know the rules to this, but I think Rebecca might be right.
No, I think she's right. And Zied looks at her like,
what? That long?
Yeah.
I don't know if he knew what he's
so
getting into.
So much. So long. It's so long.
So then she's like, but Zied, we need to get married this year. And he kind of looks at her. And sometimes I think they're not even close to understanding one another.
No. I hope that English improves for him. When he's,
I think it
I
will.
What I would do if I was moving over to another country for 90 days, I would really save up my money. And what I would do when I got there to keep myself occupied, what would I do for 3 months?
Duolingo?
I would go and pay and take language classes
yeah.
in the city.
Yeah, I get you.
Take English or hire someone.
Well,
save the money to do that. It gives you something to do.
I have a feeling that fiancés have done that before. Because someone like Yara is pretty good. Yara's English is pretty good.
Yeah.
She messes up some things. But like, everyone has different levels. Uh-oh, y'all, don't pull over again.
Oh, love y'all.
Y'all send prayers to L.A.
And, well, we all need, but yeah, it's not great here.
Constancy.
I'm scared to fly tomorrow, but I got to.
Yeah. Your dad's, quote, cancer. Bring me back a scan.
I'm wearing my mask. I'm wearing my goggles so nothing gets in. I made Poodle wear goggles when he flew, too.
I wore goggles.
He's pissed because you sweated it, didn't you?
I did, and people looked at me.
I don't care.
That's...
I could put a fucking Metroid helmet on my head.
That's a great game. Remember when you would get in a room and you're like, how the fuck do I get out of here?
That was Metroid.
Infuriating. Anyway, that's the show.
That's the show, y'all. Sorry, we only talked about two people, but Brandon and Julia were exhausting.
No, and the other four, you guys, are pretty quick.
Well, they were quick, but oh, man, we will be talking about
the Mike and Natalie one was really, really substantial.
We're going to be talking about Jovi and Yara, of course, and
a little bit.
Having lunch with Quinn and Renette.
A little bit about Tariq and Hazel, also known as Tarzel.
And
Amira and
Andrew. And Amira.
Useless. And y'all, we're going to go before we have another fucking ambulance.
Yeah, so thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to give us 5 stars and give us an Apple Podcast review. Helps with all the new stuff, the new show change. It really helps a lot.
And you don't know what to write, say, keep going,
keep
Queens.
Keep going, Queens.
I can scream over the ambulance.
And pray for them. Yes, that was an ambulance. They've all been ambulances, sadly, tonight. Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts. Because aren't we all, Poodle, just lonely. We're like lonely, lonely farm animals. Just out on a field looking for love,
right? We are. And if you have deposited at least 6 milliliters of sperm in a hot tub, call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this. But some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk-forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.